Tell a green field from a cold steel red, a cloud from a veil, Donald. Do you think you can tell? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Friday, April 21st, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog. Be with you for the next 2 hours. I had another show planned tonight, but I was off today, and so I had a chance to do a little catching up. I listened to RBN all throughout the day, starting with Michael Rivero, and going all the way through. Just finished listening to James Kelso. I listened to a great show with John Stadtmiller, Gerald Celente, always a good guest. But you know, when I was doinking around this morning, Pat from Arkansas called in last night. She said, well, Michael, I sent you an email regarding Richard Nixon. So that was the first thing I read this morning. I read that email on what they did to Richard Nixon. And after completion, I realized what we're seeing in Trump's U-turn is nothing new, folks. All of our presidents are, sad to say, simply empty suits taking orders from above. And Donald Trump either didn't know it until a few weeks ago, or he was part of it all along. Now that show, I'm going to do a show on Richard Nixon, and I'll go a little bit further. That's not the content tonight. The show that I did last night was, did Trump do a U-turn? Well, I guess it turned into an extension tonight, because folks, the Trump train has slowed down enough for me to jump. Oh, it was still moving. And I jumped off, you know, rolled down a few times. I stood up a little bit bruised after the jump. And hopefully that'll be the extent of my injuries, unless the deep state pulls another false flag of what it looks like they may just be setting up. Now, I'm going to get into that. But first, you might ask the reason why I decided to jump, and I'll tell you that all throughout the campaign, when it started, I think it was about July or August, that the WikiLeaks started coming out. Drip, drip, drip. And we started seeing what was really going on in the DNC with the help of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and a number of other alternative media. And as Donald Trump was on the campaign trail, he was continually bringing that up, and he was praising Julian Assange for basically exposing what was going on. Now I see that Mike Pompeo, head of the CIA, has come out, and he's saying that they're going to go after Julian Assange. What are they going to do? Are they going to attack Ecuador? Are they going to set up are they going to violate international law once again and go in there against the UN treaty and just pull him out of there? Julian Assange, Donald Trump. Really? Seriously? Now his leaks are damaging when before they were helping you get elected? I mean, come on. Before his leaks. I mean, you have to admit, folks, they had quite an effect on driving down any progress that Hillary Clinton was making. And in effect was very significant in helping to Donald Trump to get elected. And Trump had mentioned this how many times in, you know, the debate and in his campaign travels? Now I have to ask you, is Trump a neocon in disguise? Or is he that big of a hypocrite? I don't know. I'm still scratching my head trying to figure it out. But with what I see transpiring right now, folks, in our foreign policy, and that's what I'm going to get into tonight, with Vice President Pence over in South Korea making threats, and I'm right along the same bandwagon as John Stadtmiller and Mike Rivero. In my lifetime of 67-plus years, I have never seen a vice president do that, ever. Where is Donald Trump? Is he around? Is he ducked and covered? What's going on here? I don't know. But as I'm reading through the articles today, a SWAT raid on Julian Assange. This is out of the Activist Post. And Attorney General Sessions wants to arrest Julian Assange. Mike Pompeo wants to do the whole CIA covert operation. Now, it's not clear how they plan to do this, but Assange is in the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Do the British intelligence authorities plan to violate the longstanding international law and storm the embassy and arrest Assange? Or is this a message to Ecuador that it's, well, in their best interest to deny him asylum? Trump is now worse than the neocons. He's a neo-neocon. And I have to say, folks, that move is probably one of the most hypocritical moves that I have ever seen. That would be like me piling up with you to get you to put you into a position of power, okay, above me in my own corporation, and then you turning around and getting me fired after I got you the job. During the election, Trump didn't have a problem with WikiLeaks and Assange, so long as, you know, they dished out dirt on his opponent. And as for former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, Trump said he should be executed. Now, if Julian Assange is arrested, is he going to be given the Chelsea Manning treatment or execution? Donald Trump is turning into a nightmare, and he's also a liar. He's gone back on nearly all of his campaign promise. The repeal of Obamacare failed. And by the way, as long as I'm on the topic of Obamacare, I was listening. I had some stuff to do. I had to go, believe it or not, you know, brand new Hyundais, and from my son-in-law's point of view, brand new Ford Mustangs. They don't put spare tires in those cars anymore. Did you know that, folks? They put this little kit in there that if you get a flat tire, you know, you're supposed to spray this goop in there and it's supposed to fix it. Well, I found that out the hard way. I'm not going to go into detail on that because it'll take airtime away from what I've got for you here. But I was out today looking for a spare tire for my car. Anyway, I was listening to KTAR, and come to find out, here Trump's blasting on the airwaves again that they've got a brand new great Obamacare and a tax plan that's going to come up in the first 100 days because of his campaign promise. No, Donald, slow down. Slow down a little bit, okay? We don't want another piece of garbage like you put out here a few weeks ago, and it was, you know, it was just dispensed with because it was, you know, ran so quickly through that you couldn't get it done. We want something good, something nice for our children and grandchildren, okay? We don't want you shoving it up to the front just because you want to make it under 100 days because the same thing's going to happen again. And he's got this wonderful tax cut that they're planning. Well, guess what, folks? The banksters aren't going to let him cut the tax, as far as I'm concerned. That'll cut into their little piece of pie. The wall on the border is not going to be built. It's going to cost over $2 billion, and the way the federal government does things, it may end up costing three times that amount. Now, over the past few weeks, Trump has proven he is a neocon's neocon. He bombed Syria without congressional approval. It looks like he will walk away from the Iran nuclear deal. He's killing civilians in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, in Afghanistan, and now Somalia. He's ratcheting up the pressure in North Korea, and I'm going to get there, folks, because you know I'm going to read this article for you that Pat sent me, and get your opinion on it, because if it's true, and I want to emphasize, if it's true, it's serious. He has handed his foreign policy over to the generals who hate Iran and want to increase tension with Russia. And NATO's not going anywhere. The United States will continue to pay for it. NATO and Trump will continue their provocative troop deployments and exercises along the Russian frontier. Now, Trump wants to sick his bulldog, Jeff Sessions, on Julian Assange and put him on trial and possibly execute him. Well, Edward Snowden is safe for now in Russia. And Marie Le Pen has already come out and announced that if she gets elected, she would grant Assange asylum. How does that work? And I have to ask this question to, because I heard the prior broadcast with James Kelso talking about how Donald Trump was approving Marie Le Pen. Well, how does that work exactly? If Marie Le Pen wants to pardon Assange, yet Donald Trump is sicking Sessions and Pompeo on Assange, what's going on here? Am I missing something, folks? It's beginning to look like, and by the way, these specifically are not my words. This is coming out, coming from Kurt Nimmo out of the Activist Post. Okay, so I want to make that clear because I'm not sure that I totally agree with this part yet. Nimmo says that Donald Trump is a con man. He's conned the American people because he's lied to them. And you remember I said on a previous show last week, I was scratching my head going, okay, did he know about this all along? Or did he walk into office naive? Did they, you know, intimidate him and make a threat? Or did the establishment powers that be, deep state, call it what you will, set us all up and make us think Hillary Clinton was going to win when they really knew that Donald Trump was going to win? And we all took the bait. But this should have been obvious from the start. This whole, you know, I mean, this is what bothers me, folks. Okay, now, again, I told you I was on the Trump train. But when I see a complete 180 like just happened that I read today with Julian Assange, of whom I believe is a hero. If had it not been for Julian Assange, we would know nothing about the John Podesta spirit cooking thing. We would know nothing. We still know about the child trafficking, but we would know nothing about the inner workings of what was really going on in the Democratic Party. All of these were just phenomenal tools for Donald Trump to use, and he did, okay, in his campaign. But from what's happening now, and for him to do a reversal on this and sick Jeff Sessions and Mike Pompeo on this guy, are you scratching your head like I'm scratching my head going, wait a minute here, back up, let's stop, take a real good look at this. And by the way, I'm still analyzing this day by day, folks, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'm not right 100% of the time, but this is starting to smell worse by the day. Now, I'll tell you what. That, to me, with that, that's like walking right up to me and slapping me in the face. Now, Julian Assange, evidently, he struck back at the CIA director, and he talks about Trump, Russia, and Hillary Clinton. Now, this is an article out of Information Clearinghouse by Jeremy Scahill, and this is yesterday. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is hitting back at Trump's CIA director, Mike Pompeo, following a speech last week in which Pompeo accused the WikiLeaks of being a, quote, hostile non-state intelligence agency operating outside of the protections of the First Amendment. Well, okay, so he's operating outside of the protections of the First Amendment. He's not a United States citizen. He doesn't live in the United States, so he doesn't have the First Amendment protection, but he's telling the truth. What part about the truth don't you get, Pompeo? He goes on to say, we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude. Oh, that's what he was doing before. He was using latitude, and before you all were allowing him that latitude to get Trump in office, but now that Trump's in office, you don't want to give him that latitude to use, in your own words, free speech values? You don't want to do that now. So it's a two-way street, right, Pompeo? He says, we can no longer allow Assange and his colleagues the latitude to use free speech values against us. Oh, he can go ahead and use it against Hillary Clinton, and that's fine. But when he turns around and uses it again, let me remind you of something, Mike Pompeo. Julian Assange was interviewed by the BBC, and this is several months ago. It was before the election. And the question was posed to him about, and don't quote me verbatim here, but it was something along the lines of picking on the Democratic Party or whatever he said. And he said, no, he was basically nonpartisan. I believe him much more than I believe James Comey. I believe him. He's nonpartisan. If junk comes out on a Republican, they'll leak that too, because that's what they do. And it's to give the American people, and the world for that matter, a clearer picture of what's really going on politically. Now, to give them the space to crush us with misappropriated secrets is a perversion of what our great Constitution stands for, Pompeo declared. Really? Listen to that. To give them, and I'm assuming he's talking about WikiLeaks, to give WikiLeaks the space to crush us with misappropriated secrets is a perversion of what our great Constitution stands for? No, Mike, it's the truth. And like Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth. Because it's okay to crush Hillary Clinton, but it's not okay to crush you or Donald Trump or anybody else who is participating in any criminal activity, which, by the way, I'm going to go there later, folks, any criminal activity that's currently going on in this administration, and there's a ton of it. He goes on by saying the ominous assertion, and I quote, it ends now. Oh, really? What are you going to do, Mike? So you're going to go in there on one of those, you know, CIA escapades like we see in the movies, all right? Will you kidnap this guy out of the Ecuadorian embassy? Or are you going to just, you know, pull another bombing in Ecuador? Are you going to go down and threaten them too? Mike Perkins' book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. You going to go down there and offer the Ecuadorian president a whole bunch of money or a bullet in the head? Is that what you're going to do? You can't handle the truth, buddy. This guy has been a hero to the American people and the people of the world for that matter. And how dare you, and how dare Donald Trump, and how dare Mike Sessions turn this around, which you guys are so good at spinning? That's an insult to me, and it's an insult to my fellow Americans. Now I'm going to have to go down the rabbit hole on you and find out the real reason why Donald Trump put you in there. I'm sure you got some skeletons in your closet, too, just like Andrew Breitbart called out God, what's his name? his name even slips. Oh, Podesta. All right. Of course, maybe I shouldn't do that, because it wasn't long after that Breitbart wound up dead with a heart attack on the sidewalk out in front of a bar at 46 years old. Did something stink about that too, folks? Man, I tell you, this just gets deeper and deeper by the day. But, you know, speaking from the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been living since June of 2012, Julian Assange said Pompeo appeared to be issuing a threat. So how does he propose to conduct this ending is what Assange is asking. And that's my question, too. How does he propose to do that? He didn't say. Oh, I hear the music back in three. I'll tell you, I'm upset, folks. I had a completely different show prepared tonight, but this really ticked me off. I'll be back in three. Stick around.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Anyway, I'm going to back up just a little bit. So Assange asks Pompeo how he proposes, or he says, how does he propose to conduct this ending? Pompeo didn't say, but the CIA is only in the business of collecting information, kidnapping people, and assassinating people. So, you know, it's quite a menacing statement that he does need to clarify, according to Assange. And you know what I have to say about these guys? And I'm wrap them all up. Sessions, Pompeo, Trump, okay? And I'm going to use the words only that I can use on terrestrial radio, so I'm going to borrow a few words from John Stadtmiller. These guys are nothing more than a bunch of S with a hit, disturbing, duplicitous, asshat hypocrites. That's what they are. And I include Trump in that mix because I can't put a finger exactly on why Donald Trump is – he told his story and he's sticking to it. Assad used gas on his own people. And by the way, folks, the next one on the list, U.S. Secretary of Defense Mad Dog Mattis, just came out again in the Activist Post. He claims Syria still has chemical weapons, laying the groundwork for a new false flag? And this is just one of two possible false flags that they're setting up. And the false flag, every day, folks, I'm more and more convinced that this was a drone strike that was conducted by the Israeli Mossad taken off out of base in Saudi Arabia. It smells more like it every day. But let me get into this for you, okay? If anyone gave any credibility to what came out of the mouth of United States officials before, the Trump administration has done everything possible to eliminate what was left of America's reputation on the world stage. And what is even more concerning, however, is that the statements made by the United States are no longer couched in any kind of a nuance hidden between the lines, but are now open statements of intended aggression and obvious preparation for the next military assault. You know, when I was listening to Mike Rivero's show today, they're over there, you know, out his window looking at Pearl Harbor, and they're scared. And I don't blame them. They're looking for a place to hide, a place to run, a place to bury themselves. Such is the type of statement coming from Defense Secretary James Mad Dog Mattis, who recently made the claim that the Syrian government not only used chemical weapons in Khan Shaykhun, which we all know is total BS, but that it continues to possess those weapons. The insinuation from the defense secretary is that the Syrian government is planning on using those weapons in the near future. Can you see the forest for the trees, folks? Can you see this crap that they're foisting out upon the American people? Okay, lie after lie. They have no place to go. They can't tell the truth because they can't handle the truth. Warning Syria against using chemical weapons again, Mad Dog Mattis said using these weapons would be, quote, ill-advised. They're not going to be using them, Mad Dog. Okay, it's your buddies, likely, 90% sure, not 100% sure, but 90% sure it's your buddies over there in Israel. And was it Mattis? Was it Pence or Mattis? Who is it that went over to Israel? Or was it Jared Kushner's over there being wined and dined by those guys? There can be no doubt in the international community's mind that Syria has retained chemical weapons in violation of its agreement and its statement that it had removed them all, he said. Now I got to do the background on this guy. Did he come out of a mental asylum? Where did he come from? I got to check him out. I got to go do a BenVerified.com on the guy. Mattis' statement, while demonstrably untrue, since the United Nations has already confirmed that the last of Syria's chemical weapons, except for the ones in territory controlled by terrorists, were removed from the country in 2014. The UN inspectors confirmed it, Mattis. That may seem like just another run-of-the-mill Trump administration verbal provocation, but in reality, it is more than that. The statement is simply laying the groundwork for another false flag chemical attack in Syria, named Assad. Take another break, see if I can lower my blood pressure a bit. We'll be back in three. Mike, something.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Let me continue with this, with Mad Doug Mattis. Now, considering the fact that false flag attacks have been conducted in Syria by the West and its proxy fighters as far back as 2013, and that the recent Khan Shukun attack shows all indications of having been the same, the idea that the United States may be preparing another attack to justify further military action against the Syrian government is by no means an unreasonable suspicion. Now, shortly over a week ago, President Vladimir Putin announced that Russia had evidence that the United States was preparing another false flag chemical attack in Syria to be blamed on Assad and to justify more American military aggression. And you know what? I believe Putin more than I believe this administration. It seems that the United States is simply preparing the verbal paper trail for the attack to take place in the future. And when it does, the response will likely be more than just mere tomahawks. And that's what scares me, and that's what scares Michael Rivero. That's what concerns all of us, folks. Okay? But there's a couple more of them I want to get into. I'm going to open up the phones at the top of the hour. I may not be able to get through all this. But, you know, Paul Craig Roberts hits it right on the head. It has become embarrassing to be an American. Our country has had four war criminal presidents in succession. Clinton twice launched military attacks in Serbia, ordering NATO to bomb the former Yugoslavia twice, both in 1995 and again in 1999. So that gives Bill two war crimes. George W. invaded Afghanistan and Iraq and attacked provinces in Pakistan and Yemen from the air. That comes to four war crimes for Bush. Obama used NATO to destroy Libya and sent mercenaries to destroy Syria, thereby committing two war crimes. Now Trump attacked Syria with U.S. forces, thereby becoming a war criminal early in his regime. And to the extent that the U.N. participated in these war crimes, along with Washington's European, Canadian, and Australian vassals, all are guilty of war crimes. And perhaps the U.N. itself should be arraigned before the War Crimes Tribunal, along with the EU, the U.S., Australia, and Canada. It's quite a record. Western civilization, if civilization it is the greatest committer of war crimes in human history. And there are other crimes. Somalia and Obama's coups against Honduras and Ukraine and Washington's ongoing attempts to overthrow the governments of Venezuela, of Ecuador, and Bolivia. Washington wants to overthrow Ecuador in order to grab and torture Julian Assange, the world's leading Democrat. These war crimes committed by four U.S. presidents caused millions of civilian deaths and injuries and dispossessed and dislocated millions of peoples who have now arrived as refugees in Europe, the U.K., the U.S., Canada, and Australia, bringing their problems with them, some of which become problems for Europeans, such as gang rapes and murders and beatings, etc. What is the reason for all the death and destruction and the flooding of the West with refugees from the West's naked violence? We don't know. We are told lies. Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, which the U.S. government knew for an absolute fact did not exist. Assad's use of chemical weapons, an obvious blatant lie. Iranian nukes, another blatant lie. The lies about Gaddafi and Libya are so absurd that it is pointless to even repeat them. I'm going to save them for another show, folks. What were the lies used to justify bombing tribesmen in Pakistan, to bomb a new government in Yemen? No American knows or cares. Why the U.S. violence against Somalia? Again, no American knows or cares. Or the morons saw a movie. Violence for its own sake. That is what America has become. Indeed, violence is what America is. There is nothing else here. Violence is the heart of America. Consider not only the bombings and destruction of countries, but also the endless, gratuitous, outrageous police violence against U.S. citizens. If anyone should be disarmed, it is the U.S. police. The police commit more gun violence than anyone else. And unlike drug gangs fighting one another for territory, police violence has no other reason than the love of committing violence against other humans. The American police even shoot down 12-year-old American kids prior to asking any questions, especially if they are black. Violence is America. America is violence. The moronic liberals blame it on gun owners, but it is always the government that is the source of violence. And that is the reason our founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment. It is not gun owners who have destroyed in whole or part eight countries. It is the armed, at taxpayers' expense, U.S. government that commits the violence. America's lust for violence is now bringing the Washington morons up against people who can commit violence back, like the Russians and Chinese and Iran and North Korea. Beginning with the Clinton moron, every U.S. government has broken or withdrawn from agreements with Russia, agreements that were made in order to reduce tensions and the risk of thermonuclear war. And Washington initially covered its aggressive steps toward Russia with lies, such as ABM missile sites on Russia's border are there to protect Europe from non-existent Iranian nuclear ICBMs. The Obama regime still told lies but escalated to false charges against Russia and Russia's president in order to build tensions between nuclear powers, the antithesis of Ronald Reagan's policy. Yet, moronic liberals love Obama and hate Reagan. Did you know that Russia is so powerful and the NSA and CIA so weak and helpless that Russia can determine the outcome of U.S. elections? Yes. You must know this because this is all you have heard from the utterly corrupt Democratic Party and the CIA and the FBI, the American whore media and the morons who listen to CNN and MSNBC and NPR or read the New York Times and the Washington Poo-Poo Post. Surely you have heard at last 1,000 times that Russia invaded Ukraine, yet Washington's puppet still sits in Kiev. One doesn't have to have an IQ above 90 to understand that Russia invaded Ukraine, that if Russia invaded Ukraine, Ukraine would not still be there. Did you know that the president of Russia, which world polls show is the most respected leader in the world, and is, according to Hillary Clinton, the new Hitler? Did you know that the most respected leader in the world, Vladimir Putin, is a mafia don, a thug, a tarantula at the center of a spy web? Now, this is according to members of the U.S. government who are so stupid that they cannot even spell their own names. Did you know that Putin, who has refrained, and he's got a lot of self-control, folks, he has refrained from responding aggressively to U.S. provocations, not out of fear, but out of respect for human life. It's said to be hell-bent on reconstructing the Soviet Empire, yet when Putin sent a Russian force against the U.S. and Israeli-trained and supplied Georgian army that Washington sent to attack South Ossetia, the Russian army conquered Georgia in 5 hours. Yet they withdrew after teaching the morons a lesson. If Putin wanted to reconstruct the Russian Empire, why didn't he keep Georgia, a Russian province for 300 years prior to Washington's breakup of the Russian Empire when the Soviet Union collapsed? Washington was powerless to do anything had Putin declared Georgia to be again part of Russia. And now we have the embarrassment of Trump's CIA director, Mike Bozo Pompeo, possibly the most stupid person in America. Here we have a moron of the lowest grade, and I am not sure there is any IQ there at all. It possibly reads zero. This moron, if he qualifies to that level, which I doubt, has accused Julian Assange, the world's premier journalist, the person who more than anyone represents the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, of being a demon who sides with dictators and endangers the security of American hegemony with the help of Russia. All because WikiLeaks publishes material from official sources revealing the criminal behavior of the U.S. government. WikiLeaks doesn't steal the documents. The documents are leaked to WikiLeaks by whistleblowers like Seth Rich, who got killed for it. And whistleblowers who cannot tolerate the immorality and lies of the U.S. government. Anyone who tells the truth is, by definition, against the United States of America. And the moron Pompeo intends to get them. When I first read, and this is Paul Craig Roberts talking. When I first read Pompeo's accusation against Assange, I thought it had to be a joke. The CIA director wants to revoke the First Amendment, but the moron Pompeo actually said it. You believe that, folks? What are we to do? What is the world to do? When we have utter morons that don't even know who's attacking who, they don't even know who the president's, i.e. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters thinking that Putin invaded North Korea, when we have utter morons as director of the Central Intelligence Agency like this fool Pompeo, as president of the United States, as the National Security Advisor, as the Secretary of Defense, as the Secretary of State, as the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, as editors of the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, NPR, MSNBC, how can there be any intelligence when only morons are in charge? Stupid is as stupid does. Forrest Gump. The Chinese government has said that the moronic Americans could attack North Korea at any moment. A large U.S. fleet is heading to North Korea. North Korea apparently now has nuclear weapons. One North Korean nuclear weapon can wipe out an entirety of the U.S. fleet. So why is Washington inviting this outcome? This article says the only possible answer is moronic stupidity. But I've got another possibility, folks, which I'm going to share with you in a few minutes. North Korea is not bothering anyone. Why is Washington picking on North Korea? Does Washington want war with China? In which case, is Washington kissing off the West Coast of the United States? Why does the West Coast support policies that imply the demise of the West Coast? Do the morons on the West Coast think that the United States can initiate war with China or North Korea without any consequences to the West Coast? Are even Americans this utterly stupid? China or Russia individually can wipe out the United States. Together they can make North America uninhabitable until the end of time. Why are the Washington morons provoking powerful nuclear powers? Do the Washington morons think Russia and China will submit to the threats? Well, the answer is, folks, Washington is a collection of morons. People stupid below the meaning of stupid. People so far outside of reality that they imagine that their hubris and arrogance elevates them above reality. When the first Satan II rocket hits Washington, the greatest collection of morons in the world will cease to exist. The world will breathe a huge sigh of relief. Bring it on. Come on, morons, eliminate yourselves. The rest of us cannot wait. Unfortunately, Paul Craig, I don't agree with that part, because they're all going to run like cockroaches into their bunkers, and they're going to leave us to clean up the mess, if there's any of us left to clean up the mess. You know, I've been watching this pretty closely, folks, and, you know, it's been ratcheting up and getting a little bit more serious and a little bit more serious and a little bit more serious. And with what I'm seeing unfolding right now and what I'm about to share with you next, okay, with some of the most inane statements like Mattis made, that Assad's still got weapons of mass destruction, gas or whatever it is. Okay, they are. Just a second here. I'm multitasking here, folks. I'm trying to do two things at once. So, there was another article sent to me regarding those fleets that have been sent to North Korea, or off the coast of North Korea. It's an article by Yoichi Shimatsu. I guess he's a Japanese journalist. And I hope this is not true. If it is true, it is absolutely reprehensible. But I'm going to say this. It is not out with what I'm seeing happening with our, quote, leaders, if you will. This is not out of the realm of possibility. The silver lining to the fog of war is that hostile sets of destruction enabled the military to order new weapon systems. The self-inflicted sabotage of the battleship Maine rallied the American public to build new steamships to capture Cuba, Puerto Rico, and the Philippines from Spanish control. The sinking of the USS Arizona at Pearl Harbor sparked the biggest naval expansion in world history. Human lives are merely a part of the price as put by the best poet, Allen Ginsberg, war is good for business. Invest, your son. Now, I want to remind you that, remember, they knew that the Japanese were going to attack Pearl Harbor. They deliberately put all of their mothballed ships in that harbor so they, the Japanese would take care of them. The Arizona was a World War One ship. Most of them were. Okay, so they got rid of them, and then they went on this trek and built new ships. So pay close attention to this. Is this what they're doing again? Today, the greatest threat confronting the United States Navy does not come from Russia, China, or even the outlands of North Korea, but arose from Fukushima's nuclear meltdowns in the spring of 2011. 6 years of continuous radioactive releases into the atmosphere and the Pacific Ocean have seriously contaminated dozens of American naval vessels and their personnel, at least 16 warships and 70,000 servicemen by the Navy's own count. We'll be back in three. Stick around, I'll continue.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Now, I want to mention that what I have to read here, I want you to pay close attention to this and analyze it for yourself. I'm not saying it's true. It could be, based upon some of the stuff that I see coming out of this lunatic, moronic establishment. It's going to run past 8 o'clock, and I'm going to go through this, and then I'll open the phone lines up. So whenever that ends, I've got another one here that I may share with you. But at any rate, let me go back up here a little bit. 6 years of continuous radioactive releases into the atmosphere and the Pacific Ocean have seriously contaminated dozens of American naval vessels and their personnel, at least 16 warships and 70,000 servicemen by the Navy's own count. And based on closer examination of naval records of voyages, the total number is at least double that rather low official estimate. The Pentagon is now facing a hard choice: to scrap its radioactive fleet and dump the mess at Hanford Nuclear Site and inside veterans' hospitals, or arrange a naval war to sink the lethal vessels and their human cargo in foreign waters. Now, considering the rising cost of health care and the burden of student loans, American taxpayers are in no mood to finance the scrapping of supercarriers and missile destroyers or paying to build replacement vessels. The only way to rally the public to trade in their paltry savings accounts for armaments procurements is the outbreak of war with a supremely evil enemy. And with Syria now relegated to a minor league battlefield for jihadists, and the Mediterranean shore with its luxury hotels on Israeli beaches being unsuitable for naval warfare, the Pentagon has found a distant villain in North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, who talks tough and fires short-range rockets in the general direction of the USA. Therefore, its one-reactor nuclear program is being promoted as the casus belli for the coming war. And never mind that the North Koreans are merely trying to build a minimal deterrence capability against a vastly bigger nuclear programs of Japan and South Korea, which goes secretly approved by Washington, D.C. The logic goes, if only Tokyo had dropped its nuclear load on Pyongyang, instead of dumping it into the Pacific, none of this would be happening. The three U.S. Navy supercarrier strike groups are now heading for the Sea of Japan, a narrow 1,000 kilometers at the widest point, enclosed body of water. There are in its calm, dark waters, a dozen big ships, along with some 130 naval jets and dozens of helicopters, will be parked like ducks in a row inside a shooting gallery. If the North Koreans hesitate to open fire for obvious reasons of national survival and common sense, there's a backup team of shooters, namely the Maritime Self-Defense Force of Japan. A volley of Mitsubishi anti-ship missiles should do the job of sinking the U.S. 7th Fleet and drowning all the American sailors. The news media will assign the blame on Pyongyang and the dastardly deed. The Second Korean War will ensue, leaving millions dead from explosions and smoke. And in the chaos and fright, nobody will notice the treacherous charade that sparked the brutal massacres of friends and foes alike. I hear the music, top of the hour. Coming up, we'll continue this when I get back. Stick around, more to come.
With doubt, there's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use
85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.